Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called Simple Thanks. It was written by Deborah Wiles and illustrated by Bao Lu. And it's read today by Mommy. And what's your name? Who are you? What do we call you? Doodly-doo. 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 What do we call you? Doodly-doo. He's a butterfly. Aww. Well, my little butterfly, have I got a story for you. And before I started, I would like to read you a little tiny bit of poetry, which is at the very front of this book. And it goes like this. For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies. And it was written by Feliot S. Pierpoint in 1864, hundreds of years ago. What a beautiful song. And I wonder what it has to do with today's story. Shall we find out? Let's do it. Mommy and Butterfly reading the story. Here we go. The clouds above surround our world and wrap us in their arms. The rain that falls upon our shoulders blesses fields and farms. The earth beneath our feet spins round and rivers cross it run. The day awakes, I see your face, bright, shining as the sun. We thank you, clouds. We thank you, rain. We thank you, earth, for simple grain. And in the picture, we can see the children are actually out in a rice field, and that is a very simple grain. Rice is a grain. It's good for us. Love connects us, everyone. The world is one. Out here in the picture, we can see the children are planting a tree and they're watering it. They're going to make something grow. I hear the song that nature sings that links each heart to mine. The ocean blue, the sky above, the forest with its pine. The youngest bee, the oldest tree are helpers, don't you know? The rocks, the springs, the birds that sing above us and below. And then we can see some friends who are running up a hill, and there are butterflies, and bees, and bunnies. Do you see them? And then do you know what this is growing on the tree? In the picture on the tree,
mushrooms.
We can see... Mm-hmm,
climbing mushrooms.
Some fungus.
No, it's climbing mushrooms. Because you can put your foot on those things and climb.
Oh, you could probably. It's interesting. We thank you, sea. We thank you, sky. We thank you, blooms and butterflies. Love connects us, everyone. The world is one. And then in the picture we see, look, that same tree that the boy and the girl were growing earlier has now grown taller and it has birds living in it. And then there are some more friends who are also coming along to help plant trees.
One kid has tweezers and is cutting off the dead seed, the dead leaves.
Yep, those are pruning shears. And they are pruning the dead parts of the tree off. Because you don't want to leave that bit on the tree. It's not good for the tree. No, it's just the tree will put energy into trying to keep that maintained, but it's not good for the tree. Isn't it amazing to know that all of these people, all of these things, we're all created to do things. We're all meant to be part of something bigger. And we can work together. We're different, yet we're all the same. We're loving, brave, and bright. We're all the colors of the world. We sparkle in the light. The sun will set, the day will sleep, the moon will breathe good night to all the children of the earth and everything in sight. And in this picture, we can see the brother and the sister are getting ready to go to bed. They're in their room. It's nighttime. They're looking up in the night sky. It's so beautiful and peaceful. Don't you think? We thank you, hands. We thank you, feet. We thank you, life, for hearts that beat. And then, oh, in this picture, we can see the mom and the dad are here with their children, reading them a bedtime story, and everybody looks really happy and cozy in their beds. I love that the brother and sister get to share a room, because I bet you they can talk to each other and be kind to each other this way, don't you think? And their mom and dad look really happy too. Love connects us, everyone. The world is one. And in the picture, we can see this brother and sister who have been with us on this whole journey are running up a hill outside. And we have seen them together this whole time. We saw them getting ready for bed and at the beach and running down the street to go home. And we saw them planting a tree. And we saw them running with their friends. They're having a wonderful time. But the best part about this story is it's just such a great reminder that we are never alone. It says the world is one, and it's true. We are all united in a special calling on this planet to love one another, aren't we? Yeah. And that, my dear good friends, is the end.